just wanna order in the building.
Yo, Black, it's time.
Bird's timing.
It's time, man.
One order radio, since a 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that lean back is sober, killer.
I get money, I get money.
Fit me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Peace. What's the science, baby? It's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams, and you are now tapped into One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz. And we are live here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU. And it's going to be one hell of a show tonight because we got a special guest in the building, the Divine Empress and Didi Cascade. Yo, Nigeria's going wild right now, baby. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing
well. Thank you for having me.
True indeed. True indeed.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes. And you know, today is the 25th. And, you know, with our supreme mathematics, that being the number 2 representing the wisdom and the 5 representing the power. And see, you know, wisdom is the ability to discern and judge. You know, wisdom is the application of knowledge. Wisdom is the experience that one has based on what they know. Because knowledge is not just information, because information can just be information, right? But knowledge is actually what you take, what you've learned, and then you apply it, and it becomes the wisdom. And that's what makes knowledge powerful. You know what I'm saying? And so when I think of knowledge, I think of awareness. And awareness is the ability to perceive and understand the present moment and to be able to look, listen, observe, and respect what's going on around you. And through these observations, this is how you gain wisdom. You don't have to be an old man to have, or old woman to have wisdom. You could learn from somebody else's mistake. That's a wise decision. That's a wise person right there. And power is the ability to produce an effect, whether it's positive or negative. You see what I'm saying? Power is the ability to influence, whether positive or negative, right? We can see that people abuse their power in the world. And there's a lot of people influencing and causing a negative effect. So here at One Order, we choose to use our power to create and elevate and educate and always investigate. Because if you don't investigate, then you just take things on face value. And somebody could be leading you what? In the wrong direction. And that's what we don't want to do. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, that we are here and we get to, talk about Ndidi's career as just a phenomenal female artist, as an artist, and as well as somebody who's been a part of the Black Music Month Festival since the birth. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I've been around.
So Ndidi, when did you first start? emceeing?
Oh my gosh. So, okay, well, I wrote my first rap when I was in grade six. So that's like many, many, many moons ago. Yeah, the story's really cute. Like, I didn't realize I had a rap gift. So I used to just listen to a lot of like hip-hop and really connect with African-American music culture because I really struggled living here in this part of the world. I face a lot of like racial discrimination, racism. And so for me, I actually found some identity, self-esteem, and power, empowerment, connecting with African-American music, specifically hip-hop. And so I used to just, you know, write in a journal. I used to write poetry, whatever, and I used to listen to like raps. And I was not never even really audio. I was like a visual person. I just write down the raps, try to like learn them and memorize. And then one day when I was in grade six, I was given an opportunity to try something new. I discovered that I had a rap talent. And so I wrote my very first rap when I was in grade six. And back then my name was Cool Cass.
You still cool.
And yeah, so my first show actually is kind of cool to be here at SFU because this is where it all began for me.
That's right. I mean, go ahead for the listeners. Oh, they don't know the story, so tell them the story.
I was part of the Association for Students of African Descent, now known as SOCA, but back then it was the Association for Students of African Descent. And it was through that safe space for black students that I was given an opportunity to get into the studio for the first time here on campus.
Wow.
So this here on campus where I had my first opportunity to try, you know, recording anything.
Yeah.
And also given my first opportunity to get on the mic and perform live. And so that was for a fundraiser for the association. And I remember, like, and it's kind of cool, like, you know, I was listening to a lot of Wu-Tang, and so I actually wrote my very first 16-bar verse influenced by the Wu. So I only had one 16-bar verse.
Okay.
And I was asked to perform, and I was like, well, I only have one verse, literally one verse. And they're like, that's all good, blah, blah. And so I remember I like practice just to hit that one verse at this show.
Yeah.
And people just thought I was a rap artist. They were like, okay, when's your next show? So I was like, it kind of just fell on me. I'm like, okay, I guess I better start writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The momentum, right?
Yes. And so that's how it all began here on this hill.
Yes.
So thank you for inviting me back to the source. You know,
absolutely.
It's kind of a cool full circle moment. Yeah.
So you went from Cool Cass to Ndidi Cascade.
Yes. I think I was Lady C in between at some point too. Yeah. But
okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
So what, because, you know, I mean, I've gone through that, too. I've changed my name multiple times, right? And I think that, well, I know that, you know, often when we have names, you know, names are either we live our names out or they force you to live them out, you know? So when I think about changing names, everybody has their own different reason why they do that, right? I mean, shoot, some people probably change their name because they're getting in too much trouble with that name.
That's,
you know,
true. Yeah.
Other people probably are more along the lines of they change their name because it's just a part of their growth and development, right? Not only as an artist but as a person. So what made you go from
Cool Cass
to Lady C to Ndidi Cascade?
I mean, Cool Cass was just a fun name that I came up with when I was a kid. Lady C was when I was just starting to rap and I had to figure something out. And then I came with Ndidi Cascade because Ndidi is my Nigerian name. And I just wanted to rep my people, which are the Igbo people. And then Cascade represents just, you know, me being Cassandra, but also where I live, the West Coast Cascade Mountains, Cascadians, right? Cascadia. So it was just a great combination of words. And so that's how Ndidi Cascade came to be.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And so what was it like for you know, being a, I mean, well, let's just break it down. Like, especially being a female artist back in the day, right? What was that like? How, what was the, did you face any kind of, you know, were people haters? Were people supportive? Like, what was?
Yeah, okay. I mean, a very interesting question. I mean, I was just really scared. Like, it was very, I was very nervous in every situation just because very often I was the only girl within ciphers or performances or whatever. But when it comes to negative experiences, the only time I had negative experiences with men would be where they would want to take advantage of me as a woman, right? So they're like, you know, things like, oh, come to the studio, but really, you know, trying to hit on me or whatever, you know what I mean? That kind of like uncomfortable stuff. And sometimes with the women, the only kind of, you know, hate I got would be maybe some jealousy or trying to get with my man or whatever. But no cap. Like, for real.
I know. I'm like, laughing because it's the truth. I know. Those two examples you gave me, that's truth, man. Truth.
For real. But, I mean, for the most part, I've had a great experience. I have amazing friends, a beautiful community. Mm-hmm. I've been, for the most part, really supported. And then a lot of those, like, hurdles I had to overcome was just basically just anxiety. Like, I think the reason why I became a rap artist is because I had no, like, I never imagined it. Mm. And I feel like it just really helped my soul grow because I was so insecure about so many things. Like, I did suffer from quite a bit of trauma in my childhood.
Yeah.
And so when you have childhood trauma, you know, sometimes you get anxiety or ADHD symptoms, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to get over those hurdles, finding your purpose, finding your creative spark, finding your place in this world really, really, really helps. So I was able to push myself to overcome some of those hurdles. And for the most part, I have felt supported, you know, and this is why it's really important for me to give back to community right now. Because honestly, yes, I was supported, but I didn't have guidance. Really, I just looked to these other people that were doing things and I just figured it out.
Yeah.
But I never had anyone, you know, sit with me, help me, you know, with my lyrics or I never went to, there were no workshops.
Yeah.
So now that's why I do all the workshops for the kids, you know, because I didn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's so very important that they be led in the right direction. Because, I mean, yeah, man, hip hop is definitely, you know, hip hop as a culture. It's so powerful. I mean, KRS made it so that it's an actual nation, you know, and that's why the HIPHOP is capitalized, right? And, you know, I just think of like how influential rap music is, right? And when I do the knowledge, especially, to, you know, everything, from, you know, its inception to today, you know, it's had many different evolutions, you know, and I would say also devolutions as well, you know. And, you know, here's the thing about something so pure, right? It had to be commercialized, you know, and a lot of people thought it was going to be a fad, right? And now 52 years later, right? But, you know, it's always had an influence on the youth, right? And I think that hip hop is really, I mean, in its age, it's still young, but it really is
the heart
of a, you know?
Yeah.
It's the heart of a young, of the young.
Of the youth, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It really is.
I think some of the most magical moments in my life is when we tour schools. And, you know, there are parts of the within the interactive shows that we do that we bring youth on stage with us. And we give them an opportunity to discover a hidden talent. So whether that be beatboxing, dance, or rap. And sometimes the most beautiful, most magical moments happen where a teacher comes up to us and says, hey, this student is so quiet in class. We had no idea that they had this skill or talent. You know what I mean?
Like
that.
Yeah.
That is the life purpose right there. Like that. Like it's like okay, my work is done on this planet. You know what I mean? Like I can have that happen three times, like you know, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I just know that. Oh man, I just imagine when I was a kid, if somebody came to my school like that, I would just be like just so excited to have that little spotlight. And then you know, I hear these really cool stories about like sometimes they grow into artists after that, or not even like it's like sometimes they have to just to push themselves to try something new, and then maybe it just grows their self-esteem in any area they choose.
Indeed.
Right? It doesn't have to be in music.
True
right?
Indeed.
So that's the beauty of connecting to the young community in that way. And you're right, just about how hip hop is the young heart, like it's the heart of the young, and this is how we can communicate with the next generation too, is through hip hop. Honestly, like hip hop language, right? It's like you know, and then, you know, and it's so important, like you're saying, the de-evolution does happen too. So it's like, what I say to these kids is like, okay, it doesn't really matter what you listen to, but just understand that there's many, many sides to hip hop. There's many, many artists out there. There's many roots.
Yeah.
And you really need to take the time to discover the original roots, the founders,
yes.
and also the different branches.
Yes.
Right? It's not 100%. Just about what you're hearing on the radio or like, you know, the top hits, which I call pop hip hop. And it's a genre,
yeah,
right? It's,
yeah.
You know, and if you want to listen to pop hip hop and like it's yeah. all good, whatever. But just know that that's not
that all. Ain't
yeah,
that ain't all it
mean?
Is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then there's the four or five elements too, right?
Absolutely.
You gotta like teach them that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's the truth, right? It's the you know the, there's all these branches to the tree, and yeah, it's so important, you know, to do the knowledge and go back and look at like. Cool Herc, like all these people who started this thing,
mm-hmm.
right? But really dissect, you know, the effect that it had, you know, where they were coming from,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And because once you like know that, then you get a better understanding
mm-hmm.
and you can get a 360 perspective of like, wow, like this thing is, you know, because we often say, and I'm sure you've heard it said too, and I'm sure you've said it before, but this is bigger than us.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, this is bigger than us.
When we step into a school and they hear hip hop,
mm-hmm.
they're like, dance. Mm-hmm. When are you guys going to dance? Hip hop dance. Hip hop is just dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, first of all, hip hop is not just dance. There's four elements. And before we even show you anything, mm-hmm. we need to get into the knowledge and the roots of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you're saying, you have a better understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You can digest and create more efficiently
mm-hmm.
to understand what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and where the energy and the history, the social context
mm-hmm.
comes from. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
It's so powerful.
It's still
I can't believe my job.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I graduated from SFU.
Yeah.
Honestly, real talk, I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I was like, yo, let me just create my own career, which is hip-hop education. So now, like, thank God I have some kind of, like, hip-hop talent.
Mm-hmm.
It literally saved my life. And just, you know, I love education. Like, I love educating the next gen
mm-hmm.
on whatever it is that I know,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't, you know, it's not like I know everything. I'm learning all the time. And this
For
is
sure.
the best teacher is always learning.
For sure.
You know that.
Knowledge right? is infinite.
Knowledge is infinite.
True indeed.
Yeah.
So, How long have you been doing the hip hop education for?
Since 2000 and maybe two.
Oh wow!
Yeah, a long time ago. Like basically,
that's 23
years.
As
I graduated from here, I got involved with Art Starts in Schools. I
yep.
was so excited that there existed Art Starts in Schools, Catalyst for Change, because when I was in university, I was just going to become a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, oh, it'd just be easier for me to, well, I just graduated and then I was like, I had to go back to school to get my PDP.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, you know, it was very difficult for even the best teachers to land a classroom back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I'm just going to take my time. I've been in school for way too long. Let me just work for a bit. Okay, so what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then Art Starts approached me. Well, I was touring already. So here's the history of Ndidi Cascade. So I was connected with a Masabo Dance company. And they were already touring as Masabo Dance Company with Art Stars, which
okay.
is like school tours.
Yep.
And so Lisa Sorrell, the Sorrell family, were the ones who actually like introduced me to this whole like world.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, oh my God, this is incredible. Let's create a show. So we created a show called Seed Evolution. And it was basically just about connecting hip hop to its roots in Africa. So we toured that for a little bit in the early 2000s.
Mm.
And then through Art Starts, I discovered there was something called Catalyst for Change, which was like artist residency. So I was like, you know, they wanted me to go into a classroom and work with a class over some weeks, just on some kind of project and then presentation.
Okay.
And so I was like, this is the bomb. Like, I love touring and doing interactive hip hop,
mm-hmm.
but I also love being in the classroom as a resident, as
yes.
a resident artist.
Yeah.
Working with the teachers and the students on hip-hop education programming.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this is how it all began for me. So that early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
is when I started.
You're almost done a life bit there. Almost 25 years in.
Aging myself, yo. I'm forever young.
Yeah, know what I mean? Black has no beginning nor ending.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, to be fair, I started university young, so let's just say, let's just put it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's like, I think about like, yo, like, we outlived, you know, things that happen, right? And that some people don't come back from, you know? And that's really the blessing, right?
Mm.
I think of like how many friends who were phenomenal artists, but they loved the streets too much, you know? And the streets took their life, right? And so when I think of like, okay, I'm here, what am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a gift. This is, and I mean, music is in my DNA. Like, it's really in my DNA. But, and I'm sure I could have went any route.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the route that, that spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, hip-hop is the route that spoke to me. Mm-hmm. And I come from a jazz background, rock, bass, every, like, you know, very... universal when it comes to music in my family, right? The dynamic of it. And I think because I know because I have all of those different influences in me, I'm able to really incorporate it into my music, right? And people often say like, yeah, you got that old soul. And it's like, you remind me of an artist from the late 80s, 90s, but it's today, you know? And so it's like, I accredit that to, like I said, you know, the influences of music in my household and and the artists in my family. But like I keep saying, it's like I went back and I did the knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm 88. So 88, that's when, you know, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, right? Those legends were, you know, hitting the scene, right? So in my era, I grew up in listening to like 50. You know, because I'm like, you know, 12, 13 at this time, right? So I listened to 50, Dipset, always loved the Locks, you know, Biggie, Pac, Bone Thugs. And I had my phases where I would listen to like all West Coast for, you know, a year or two, you know? And then I would just go to the East Coast. And then I was, you know, in the South, right? And so I literally have been able to just... by listening to all of these different genres and all of these different coasts within hip hop. And it's just like, okay, that's why you can take this and take that and then you make it your own, right?
That's the uniqueness about being Canadian too, honestly. We really have a bit of privilege to just like look at the entire like hip hop globe and actually create our own style. Like that's how I felt, like I, you know what I mean? For the longest while, we're like, you know, people would wonder about Vancouver, like what's Vancouver style? Thank God for like groups like the Rascals, Swollen Members, and then all the underground cats, like, you know. And Hardbody, I'm gonna say to you, you're a real one, man. Like honestly, like you're like my top MC. Like honestly, I brag about you all the time. I'm like, oh, you got here, everybody. Like, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Like, he needs to be on Sway. But like, yeah, we do have this unique perspective, you know. And this is why, I mean, and your family roots too. Like, it's interesting because in my family, you know, I don't know. Like, I didn't imagine myself being a rap artist. Like, I wanted to be in film. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a writer. Like, there's all these different things I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, me discovering I had a rap talent, it was completely message-based journey where I'm like, okay, why do I have this ability to rap? Okay, well, I have a message I need to share, period. Like, that is the strength, you know what I mean? And, you know, I wish, like, I sit there and I think, I wish that I had more of a musical path. Honestly, like, I'd do anything just to turn everything off and just create music for a good 3 months. But I'm really busy community building, performing, all of that stuff. But I know I would love that. And this is what my goals is, just to dip myself more into musical energy, you know, and even learn instrumentation. I'm just now learning how to make beats, you know,
okay.
Finally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, DJ, like, you know, I've always been about the four elements. Like, I was B-girling for a little bit.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of graph.
Yeah.
But writing was always my strongest point in emceeing. Hip Hop Saves, but much respect to you, Hard Body. Thank you so much for holding it down every Wednesday, for one thing, and for our scene. And you're one of my faves.
Thank you, love. I appreciate that. We're going to get into some tunes, and we're going to continue this amazing interview. You tapping in right now, One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. It's going down, baby. Let's get it.
Vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck.
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. Seen you on pickings with a bunch of chickens, how you clicking? I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood, it turns me on like vine, see it all rude. Call me Starkey Love on check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Yabu, small V6 shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, hun, the dog mean no harm. Turn around again. Backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, your partin. That's been on my mind all week, but I'll bet to you, Maybelline Queen. Let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Woo.
Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. And scooped in my ice cream truck. Who tears it?
Challenge finest. What up, boo? Peace, your highness. Yo, I'm lounging. Big style. Your niggas is the flyest. Moves you're making. True fly choosers. Shaking out a rape patient. You're looking good. Fly colored Asian. Ghettos. Them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that? Queen bee chick. Eyes curly black. Freaks be moving in fly sneaks. Two finger rings and gold teeth. And ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Regan.
Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in my ice cream truck, who tears it up?
Black chocolate girl, wonder, shake ground like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down some time, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my size. Baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. Just paranoia for this thing, who want the most of me? Only a heart doesn't want to be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping's free of loving. Call me if you want to get dug like the pockets. I jizz up like a giant, break rooms out of the sockets.
Wu-Tang in the cut, for real, guess what? It's the after party, you wanna rock. Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in my clutch. And want they sucked ice cream, yeah. Your guts, French vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in the clutch. They want it sucked ice cream. One love to my chocolate deluxes. Keep your nails done and your waist tight. Load up. One love to my butter pecan Ricans for calling me Poppy. That's for red. One love to caramel sundaes with the cherries on top. Yeah. And big up to my French vanillas. Polly Boo Francais. Me Amour. Merci. Oui, oui. Bonbons and all that good stuff. That's good stuff.
peace. The jet's just landing right now. Where y'all at?
Yeah, the whole 100 team's here waiting for you at the airport.
I bet. I'm gonna see y'all soon.